Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Recently, Rhode Island certified its first multifamily passive house. But what does that mean? And will we all live in these someday? We had Maren Warshe and Charlie Adams from our Possibly team look into this.
Hey, Megan.
Hello.
So first off, what does it mean for a house to be passive?
Basically, it means that the house needs only as much energy as it can produce from renewable sources.
So these houses are typically super insulated, kept warm by electric appliances and body heat, and don't really need cooling.
Cool. Can I move into a passive house?
To learn more, we talked with the project's lead architect, Peter Gil Case, from Truth Box Architects.
I've been an architect in Rhode Island for over 25 years.
Peter says one of the most important elements of designing a passive house is ensuring that it's virtually airtight.
We got what's called a blower door. So it's a system you can set up and depressurize the inside and figure out how much air leakage is going in and out of the building.
That sounds a little claustrophobic.
Don't worry. The houses also have ventilation systems, and they're built so that they retain heat even while they're blowing air out.
How does that work?
Well, when warm air moves out of the house, a device transfers its heat to the new, cold air coming in.
Basically, you can just recycle the heat that's already in your house.
This, plus the great insulation, means these houses can meet most of their energy needs with rooftop solar panels and south-facing windows that let in a lot of light in the winter.
Peter says designers do a lot to keep a house passive.
They measure everything, the airflow, they measure the appliances you select, wall assembly and the windows, moisture going in and out of the building.
Does all that effort translate into less greenhouse gas emissions?
Absolutely. Passive houses use 90% less energy than a typical building for heating and cooling. And if that energy is generated by renewables, it's net zero.
That means if every house in Rhode Island was a passive house, state emissions would drop by about 20%.
So are we all going to be living in passive houses one day?
It wouldn't be that hard to imagine, but price could be a limiting factor. Right now, passive houses cost about 10% more than a regular house. That upfront investment is a little pricey for the average home buyer, but not surprising considering it's not the typical approach.
But many other environmental innovations, like solar panels, have seen huge cost reductions once they go mainstream. So these houses may get cheaper as they get more popular.
And it's actually easier to make bigger buildings passive, so we might start seeing passive apartments or office buildings.
But your house doesn't have to be passive to dramatically reduce emissions.
Adding extra insulation and replacing your heating system with heat pumps can reduce your home emissions by over 50%.
Couple that with renewable energy, and the emissions reductions are even more substantial.
Got it. Thanks, Maren and Charlie. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.